Okay, this is Radio Kate, still at the Perimeter Institute of Theoretical Physics, and we're here at the Quantum to Cosmos Festival. I have to admit, before I came here, in the last couple of weeks, I didn't know anything about quantum computing. I actually had to bribe a physics teacher with beer to teach me a little bit about it so that I would know what was going on here. And one of the things in the pub in London that he mentioned to me was Shor's algorithm, and I have to say I'm standing here, I'm honoured to be with Peter Shor, who's a computer scientist from MIT, and he created the factoring algorithm, which I think is pretty important. Can you tell me more?
Okay, well, so I guess if you take two numbers and multiply them together, like 7 times 13 equals 91, then, you know, that's multiplication. Now, the inverse process, taking 91 and decomposing it into 7 times 13, is factoring. And if you have if you have two 500-digit numbers, and you multiply them together to get a 1,000-digit number, you could probably do that if you sat down with paper and pencil and took enough time. But if you have a 1,000-digit number and you try to factor it into two 500-digit numbers, that's virtually, that's absolutely impossible for the fastest computers we have now to do. And that is the basis of the RSA crypto system, which is used for internet security. It turns out that you can design a physics experiment which will do this for you. And this physics experiment is a quantum computer. It's an enormously complicated physics experiment that nobody can do, can't even come close to doing yet, but in principle, it's possible.
And the reason this is so important is that most internet-based, or all internet-based security is based on these factoring systems, is that right?
I think all current internet security is based either on this factoring crypto system or another crypto system which quantum computers could also break.
So if you've got a quantum computer and use your algorithm, you can... Wow, you'd have access to everybody's information all around the world. How are we going to get around this?
Well, first it's going to take years to build a quantum computer, and by the time quantum computers come around, we should hopefully have switched to some other crypto system which is not susceptible to breaking by a quantum computer, of which there are a number of crypto systems which have been proposed, and hopefully one of them will have been standardized by that time.
And what's the earliest that you can imagine we'll see a useful quantum computer?
I'm pretty sure we're not going to see anything for 10 years. And to get one in 10 years, there'd have to be a fairly large number of breakthroughs in that time. So probably 20 or 30 years is the time frame, if ever.
And how does it feel to have an algorithm named after you?
Well, I like it.
Excellent. Thank you very much.